Hello, hello. This is Kelly and Wade, and we are coming in hot.
Hello, hello.
So we were trying to think of some interesting topics to talk about tonight. We talk all the time, and sometimes we don't know if people think what we're talking about is actually interesting, but we think it is.
We think it's very interesting.
So we were just thinking about some positive things that we learned from the pandemic and our lives completely being cut off, and we're not as busy, but we are as busy, and just the way that relationships change, especially with our kids.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely created something unique that I think every individual dealt with in a different way. Yeah. And it's something that I wonder too, how is it going to impact the future? Because if you think, if you're, you know, everyone, you know, is going to learn, should learn from something and kind of get something out of it. So what is that going to bring, you know, kind of in people's like mindsets? It's very interesting. And ongoing.
Yes. Is it going to cause anxiety around our children's generation? Are they going to be a complete generation of germophobes that, you know, there's a...
You never know.
Yeah.
Because it's odd, too, that how people adapt, you know, whether it be begrudgingly or not. But, you know, I remember looking at you know, random like news, like international news, and you would see people wearing masks overseas from the United States, and you're thinking like, oh, that looks silly, why are they wearing masks? It's like, oh, they're wearing masks not because something's wrong with you, they're protecting you from themselves because they have a cold. And it's like, oh, well, that's very courteous. And I mean this was you know, a while ago, and now look at how that's become in society. And I see somebody at least once a week always forget to put their mask on getting out of their car, which is hilarious. And I've done it before too, but then you take those two steps, and it's become ingrained in our psyche. So, but it, for me to start off with the top, I would say, it in a generic statement, it created a force of change in everyone to a certain degree. And I think that change is always good, mm-hmm. Right? Now, the reason behind it obviously is bad, but to be forced to change and face that, and also forced to face what you really have, because,
yeah,
you know, when you locked down, that's what you have.
Yep.
And I think that's in and of itself a positive thing for self-awareness and understanding, and everyone, you know, had to face that reality. So that's my generic number one.
I like that. You're absolutely right. Because when you are in a pandemic and you can't go anywhere, and the people that you chose to like buy a house with and live with, and they're your bubble, and there's restrictions on hanging out with anyone but people that are in your household, that's no joke. And that's it.
Everyone's gonna get tired of other people no matter what, because you think about it too, there's no breaks. It's not like, oh, you got to do this, you know, remember at first it was like 2 weeks is the trial, you know, and then it turned into something else. And it's like, you know, there's no break, no matter where you go. It's like, that's what it is. But to me, it shows human nature. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason why, you know, we have built-in breaks. You know, everybody has a lunch break if they're either work a certain job, or going to a job is actually a break from being inundated with certain things at home. Certain things if you're at home.
Yes.
You go other places to do things, you know.
Not to get technical, but Pennsylvania, I'm going to call this out on you. They do not, their work laws do not require people to have breaks.
Yeah. That's right. Sometimes you get a break, sometimes you don't. Depends on your situation. But people take breaks regardless. Mm-hmm. I knew one guy I used to work with
that used to go.
I know a guy that used to go in the bathroom, like, for no reason and just sit in there. That was his break. So people are going to get their time regardless, you know what I mean? But, you know, whether it's paid, well, yeah, I guess with bathroom breaks, they have to be paid. That's the best way. He knew what he was doing. But even with that, you get a break. It forces people to really, you know, face, like, you know, the situation. But I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're up. What's yours?
I'm trying to think of positive things that I've learned during the pandemic. Instacart. Instacart is amazing. I don't have to go to the grocery store anymore. I can, when someone says, I'm out of toilet paper, I put it in my Instacart. And then when I get paid, I order it and it arrives within 2 hours. It is the most glorious thing ever. You don't have to interact with anyone. You can order from, like, well, from here, we can order from Giant, Costco, Lidl, Target.
And we were like, didn't even think about doing that, but we knew it existed, mm-hmm. which was the weird thing, but just didn't do it. And I don't know why.
I think because we thought it wouldn't arrive that quickly.
Yeah, and it's like, it was like, oh, okay, like, we could have been doing this for a minute, because yes. But also it's a change. Like, normally you go to the store, you don't plan out, you write a list, mm-hmm. but you know, you like pick, everybody likes to pick yes. up that little thing that, oh, well, that looks good,
or that's on sale, mm-hmm. two for three, oh my goodness, that's like $5 off,
and you start thinking through that. And like, for me, it's like, nobody's picking out what kind of meat I'm gonna grill. Like, let me look at it. Like, let me see what it looks like. But when you realize that you can then send messages to people and say, look out for this, this, and that, or do that, and then they'll go back and forth.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an aspect, which is very good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I got this new stuff to put in my hair when I blow it out. And it's called Mixed Chicks. And one of the women from Instacart, I ordered, it's the golden, for any of you ladies out there who know Pantene Pro-V, they made a golden version that's for women who are mixed, and they were out of the stuff that I used to blow out my hair, and she got this product called Mixed Chicks, and it is, you felt my hair, it feels so soft.
It is very soft. But my question is,
I would have never bought that.
One question. Is that the same as Secret being pH balanced for a woman? So is the Pantene only for biracial women, or is it that akin to Secret being pH balanced for a woman? Do you think that's the same?
No.
It's not?
It's not, but it's an interesting.
I've worn Secret.
You have?
And I didn't feel like the pH didn't do anything for me. It was like regular deodorant.
Secret.
Because sometimes...
Sometimes.
When you get lazy...
You get lazy.
And you don't think about, you know, I need to get more deodorant. And then you try to keep turning it and it gets to that uncomfortable where it's like the plastic part.
Armpits,
yeah, but you still try to do it.
Oh, Lord.
When you get to that point, sometimes you got to think about, altering the game plan, you know? And if you see some Secret, you know, you're going to go for it. You know what I mean?
Does that mean you were wearing my Secret?
I definitely did.
Oh, my gosh.
I definitely did that. Mm. And then I tried to remove any evidence of yes, using it.
Because I've seen your armpit hair on my other deodorants. Yes. And I was like, were you using my deodorant? I remember I came to you and showed it to you because I don't have.
I don't think I had an answer for that. It was like you're a kid with his hand in the candy jar.
Okay.
But the pH, the pH balance, you know, aspect of it is, it's a little daunting, you know. But I mean, I'll take an effeminate armpit. You know what I mean?
Stinky one.
Over smelling like a sub shop. You know what I mean? I'll take that all day. Moving on to that.
Yes.
My second thing is appreciation of food.
Mm. I second that.
And I think it. I know that in being in lockdown, it's you know, you want to do something different, and then especially if you already, you know, kind of know how to cook, you start, you know, kicking your game up a little bit because it's something to do.
Yeah.
And there's no restaurants that are like calling that I'm missing anything for. I mean, sometimes you might feel
he's not lying. He should actually be a professional chef. It's ridiculous.
The thought is crossed.
It absolutely is. I mean, I feel
but
like
it's fun. It's
that
fun.
I go out to eat, I'm always disappointed because you are such a good cook that anytime we go somewhere,
We're getting takeout too. So that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. So like, if you do something through DoorDash, you know, mm-hmm. it's not the same as, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just not as good. It's almost like it's not
now
as good.
Now that we're putting down DoorDash, we love DoorDash.
We utilize it.
Yes. And a couple podcasts ago, we were saying, hey, DoorDash.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, sometimes you just need to get that. You don't feel like, you know, you don't feel like doing it all. But then you what I notice is that over the time, you know, we're cooking more, and you know, everybody's getting used to that, you know, to that level, and it's, I think that's a good thing. Positive change.
Yes, that is a positive change. Home cooked meals are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So let me think. Another positive thing about 2020. There was something I was just thinking about, and it's at the tip of my tongue. Oh, I hate when I do that.
Hmm.
I talked
Could
about...
it be saving gas money?
Saving gas money. Yes, but I think just all these. I love that we watch movies. I love that we. And my kids and I watch movies too, and we pick out, there's so much good stuff on TV, and you don't have to go out to the theater, even though that was
always a good thing.
We always loved going to the
we
theater.
We would go to the movies at least once, maybe once every couple weeks, maybe every two,
definitely
3 weeks.
Twice a month.
Yeah, definitely. That was like pretty much our clip.
Yeah.
Which is, but then now you get the option of having it at home. And you know, it's not quite the same, but honestly, it's you do kind of get used to it, and then if you have a decent setup, you know, it's not bad.
No, it's not. It's not. When we were doing the movies in the garage, that was so much fun.
Yeah, that's a great idea for everybody out there. Yeah.
Yes.
If you have the ability, turn a room. Get a projector. They're not crazy expensive.
In the spring and the summertime.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's open air. That's if you have the ability to do that, that's great. If you don't, just clear off a wall. Get a projector. You have the biggest screen in the world, and you can make tents. You can lay back. It's like a whole different ball game. Great addition to for entertainment. So that is good. Entertainment has. You know, still comes around. It still comes about.
Yeah, I remember one time you and I actually were watching a movie and we fell asleep outside in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We're watching Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
It was after George Floyd.
Yep, we needed some levity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that was the thought, like, yeah, let's hook this up on the big screen. And that's what we did. And that's the other thing. That'll go to my third thing, which is, no matter what, everyone has had to adapt and alter their lifestyle in some way, shape, or form, whether begrudgingly or voluntarily or in between the two, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
And just the fact that no matter what, we all were able to do this.
Yes.
And we all have a collective understanding, I think, understanding of what's going on is a very powerful thing. And I think that it creates a almost like a form of like an era.
Unity.
You know, even if it's not unified with ideas, everybody still had to get through it.
Yeah.
And this is global. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very rare. You it's always somebody else. It's always mm-hmm. pointing the finger over there.
Civil War or whatever.
This was everybody.
Yeah, this was everybody suffered from it.
And so the collective for that is that it's a crazy point. Yeah, it's that there is, this is something that will be known for years as a global thing that we all got through, you know, and, you know, went through together. So I think that that's a very unique, it makes for a very unique time to live in. And I think that, you know, I wish it never, you know, it was never a thing. Obviously it never happened, but, you know, seeing how we do get through it, you know, and we're doing the best that we can, you know, and this can be a story that we tell our grandchildren.
Yes.
You know, and anybody can say that, even if they're on the other side of the world. My friends in India, you know, they're going to have their stories too, just like us. Anybody, anywhere, you know?
You're absolutely right.
And it impacts everybody in different ways. And it doesn't matter how much money you have or how little you have or, you know, who you know. It's impactful. I think, yes. And that's good.
Well,
shake things up a bit.
You have to try to think of the positive, because you can't just harp on the negative. Because if you get sucked into that realm of just negativity in the news, I mean, the news is, I've heard some positive things on the news lately, but for a while it was like really negative.
It beat you over the head.
The politics and the social injustice and the just conspiracy theories. It was just really sad, and you want to stay informed, but at the same time you don't want to be just totally
well, it gets overwhelming. Yeah, it gets overwhelming. Yeah, after a while it's like, come on, like what else is going down, you know what I mean? But whenever you don't, then you stop saying that, because when you said that, then something else even worse would happen. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I remember getting to a point where it's like saying, well, it's not going to get any worse than this. This is crazy. And it's like, wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Wrong. And I mean, and some people, everybody's story is different, you know, and just the impacts of it. But everybody, you know, at least, you know, God willing, tried to make it happen.
Yeah.
Technical difficulty.
Yes, I had a little adjustment. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got some equipment that we're very excited about.
Yeah. Season one is the season of experimentation. And think about it this way. If it wasn't for 2020, where we had a lot of time to think about different ideas, this is what came from it. But also, going, bringing it around full circle, the perseverance to go out via the internet and order all of this stuff and just do it. And we're doing it just as much for our enjoyment as anybody else that can get something positive out of it too.
Yeah.
And to be able to go out of 2020, going into 2021, and still linger, there's all kinds of stuff that's still happening. It's not like everything is solved for it at all. Mm-hmm. We're adding on positives. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
And coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
All right, guys. Until next time, topics, thoughts, anything, reach out. Who knows what the next movie or social topic might come up. Take care, guys.
Good night.